the Siddur Shin Pei Aleph, and we're going to talk about the Isser Rechisa for an Avel. The Gemara says in Tanis and Daf Yigim on the Beis, the Hilchasa, Avel Asur Lirchos Kol Gufo, and Avel is not allowed to wash his entire body. Bein Becham and Bein Betzon and Kol Shiva. So there's an Isser of Rechisas Kol Gufo, even in cold water, Kol Shiva. Aval Pan of Yad of Araglav, Becham and Asur, Betzon and Butter. So kol gufo is aser even betzone. Pan of yad raglav is only aser becham, it is mutter betzone. Avalasa chafil kol shu aser. The iser sicha is bekol shu, even a small part of the body. The in la'aber is a zuama mutter. However, despite the iser rechitza, there is a dispensation, la'aber is a zuama, to remove. Is there a good English translation of Zuma?
Sweat?
I don't know if that's the best translation. Because it counts as more than sweat.
Grime. Cook.
Maybe. Cook. Okay, Zuma. Lashon Ramban and Torah Sa'adam. Im Lahavir Sazuma Vatar, that's Lashon Gemara. The Ein Sarach Lomar. The fact that the Gemara tells us that there's a heter lahavir sezuma indicates that if a person has some medical situation on his head, he can do sicha in the normal fashion. If a person is dirty with tidur tzora, then he can wash himself in the normal fashion, even during Shiva. Okay, that's Lashon Ramban, Rochis Kedarko. That Lashon Rochis Kedarko is based on the Gemara Yumayim Zayin Amud Beis, talking about the Isser Rechitza on Yom Kippur. V'im hayam meluch lach betit v'tzora, Rochis Kedarko v'eino choshesh. That on Yom Kippur, if a person is dirty, he can do Rechitza in the normal fashion, v'eino choshesh. So the Mechaber in Sif Aleph is basically copying the Lashon HaRamban, equating Zuama to Tit and Soa. Ruchita Ketzat, Asir Lirchos Kol Gufo, Afilu Bitzonein, Avapani Yadav Raglav, Bechamin Asir Bitzonein Mutter. That's Lashon Gemara in Tanis. So that's the Lashon Gemara Yuma in the context of Yom Kippur, which the Ramban transposes to Hilchos Avelis. That if a person is meluchlach betit v'tzora, that's the halachic equivalent to Zuama. The Mechaber doesn't mention Zuama here, he mentions tit v'tzora. Now, technically speaking, the dispensation of Zuama is really in the Sicha context, not in the Rechitza context. Because again, the Gemara in Tanya says that Rechitza is Aser. But there's a difference between Kol Gufo and Pani Yadav Raglav. Pani Yadav Raglav, Bitzon, and Mutter. Then the Gemara says, Sicha is Aser, even Mekol Shu, even Pani Yadav Raglav, even a small part of the body. Then Lahavir is Zuama Mutter. So that Lahavir is Zuama is going on Sicha. The Rabban says that that's essentially the fact that Zuama is Aser, Huadin, or Kol Shekein, or at least Huadin, Rechitza for Tit V'Tzora is Mutter, as we find in Gemara Yuma in the context of Yom Kippur.
Doesn't say Rechitza is called Sicha, so whatever you say about Sicha?
Correct. That's the Rabban doesn't use that Lashon there, that's the Tosis has, Tosis does have that Lashon of Sicha b'chal rechitza in that rechitza b'chal sicha in that context. Lashon Rambam, Hey Dalid, Asir lasuch mitzas gufa k'chol gufo, v'im lahavir sezuam amadur, v'chein, Asir rechitzas mitzas gufa b'chamin, aval tzonein rochit fana yad raglav, aval lo k'chol gufo. We'll come back to the Rambam perhaps a little bit later. Okay, but the Mitzak in Shulchan Aruch here is using Lashon Ramban, that just as we have a heter of Lahavir Esazuama, there is a heter of Tit Vitsoa as well. What is the basis of that heter? Of Lahavir, Tit Vitsoa, and the like. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sikatan Yotes, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sikatan Yotes. It says here in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Im Hayu Yadam Luchlachas B'Tit B'Tzawa, Look, you can wash yourself on Tisha B'Av to get rid of the dirt. You're only allowed to wash that which is necessary to remove the dirt. Says the Mishnah Brura, Yotes, De'ein of Aser Ela Rechisa Shel Tanuk. Why is there a heter of Tit V'Tzoa? Because the only type of Rechisa that's Aser on Tisha B'Av is Rechisa Shel Tanuk, if it's done for enjoyment, for pleasure. And if it's done to remove dirt, that's not considered a rechitza shel tanuk. Where does that come from? That's basically Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi here, Moikatim, the third parak, Simon Lamed Zayin. Sorry, Yerushalmi quoted by the Rush in Moikatim, in the third parak, Simon Lamed Zayin. The Rush, Simon Lamed Zayin, quotes Yerushalmi, that Tosus also references this Yerushalmi in Brachos and Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Sorry, Tessayin of Abbez. Tosa Brachas Tessayin of Abbez, which we'll get to. But the Rosh quotes this, Yerushalmi, that Rechitza, which is not Shel Tanug, is Mutter for an Avel. So the Mishnah Brura quotes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in the Tisha B'Av context, the Yerushalmi is here in Moikatin, in the Avelos context, that Rechitza, which is not Shel Tanug, Rechitza not done for pleasure, is Mutter for an Avel. So if you're just washing yourself to get rid of Tit Vitsoa, that's not considered a rechitza shel tanug, therefore it's mutter for an avel. Parenthetically, you just take a look at the Piskei Tshuva here, Sivkatan Aleph, the Chamin Aser. He quotes the Teferis of Moshe, that when we say Chamin is Aser, again, Kol Gufo is Aser even B'tzonein, Panav Yadav Raglov is Aser B'chamin, quotes, Gam B'poshin Aser, that not only is hot water aser, huadin lukewarm water. And we discussed in tefillah, in the context of tefillah and Shabbos, what's considered poshrin, chom arok, right? Fine. Now what's the extent of the heter panav yadav v'raglav? Panav yadav v'raglav, b'chamin aser b'tzonein mutter. So the Baal Shulchan raises a question here, Sivkatan Beis, how dafk is panav yadav v'raglav? What about other eivar? Does it just mean anything short of the whole body? Or is there something unique to panav yadav v'raglav as opposed to other parts of the body? So on the one hand, he points out, we have in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Kafav, regarding Rechitza on Shabbos, that Mikra Din, Rechitza on Shabbos, B'chamid is Mutter B'panav Yadav Raglav. And there it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on Gemara Shabbos Daf Mem, that's true for other Evarim also. As long as it's not Rov Gufo, then Mikra Din, you can wash Panav Yadav Raglav or other Evarim that are less than Rov Gufo on Shabbos. The Baal Shulchan thinks, on the stomach, that should be true for an Avil as well, that to the extent that there's a heter of Panav Yadav Raglav Bitsonein, it's not limited to Panav Yadav Raglav, it would apply to other limbs also, as long as it's not Rov Haguf. Michael?
Do our women start all the places you're washing? Do we say that the Eva they were washing has to be, like, small? Like, do we say, like,
no, I think in the Shabbos context, it means that if you're washing less than Rov HaGuf, that would be mutter, even if there are multiple levarim that you're washing. The Baal HaShulchan isn't sure about this lemaisa, but he says mistaber that that should be the case. He also raises a separate question, Sivkatim Ches. What about the heter of the rationale behind the heter of Paniyot of Raglav, where these are limbs that most typically will get dirty and there is a need to clean? So nowadays, maybe that shouldn't apply to Raglayim because people don't walk around barefoot so much. So maybe the heter of Paniyot of Raglav, to the extent that they're. If Paniyot of Raglav is simply reflective of a miut, so then maybe it's more misaber that. Not a function of how dirty the limb gets, as long as it's less than rov haguf, then that would be mutter. But if, at least if Pana Yadav Raglav you would entertain, maybe that's dafka. So he raises the question, if you're going to entertain Pana Yadav Raglav as dafka, which he's not sure about Lamaisa, maybe nowadays Raglaim are worse than they used to be because people don't generally walk around barefoot, so there's less of a need to clean Raglaim. He raises that question and leaves that open as well. The other extreme, if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger here in his Haggah on Sivvav, the end of the Siman, Akiva Eger writes, Avel aser lahoshet etzba'o b'mayim chamin. That an avel is not allowed to stick even a tiny finger in hot water. So the iser of chamin for Pana Yadav Raglav isn't only Pana Yadav Raglav, it's even a tiny limb, even a tiny finger. That is Shitas Rav Sheshes, that's based on a memor of Rav Sheshes in the Gemara in Tanis Yigimah Mitbeis. And that's much more to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perakei Lachadali we just read, V'chein aser b'rechitzas miksas gufa b'chamin. That sounds like any small amount of the body is Aser v'chamin. Prima Gadim, I think in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Reisofen quotes this here in Sifkatan Gimel. Prima Gadim assumes that no lemaisa and avil is mutter to wash a small or put his finger in chamin. Lemaisa the poskim seem to be machmir on this that chamin is aser even for the smallest of limbs.
Even washing until sedanim?
Until sedanim we'll get to a little bit later. Until sedanim you don't generally do b'chamin.
So you don't want to freeze it, you don't want it cold. A lot of times it's at least poshur.
I don't think so.
Like in the winter here, it always gets freezing. So like,
yeah.
It's very
normal.
Cold. So
normal
temperature is
normal. Faucet temperature when you put on the faucet.
It's not
kosher.
That's true.
Okay.
And Tilsidine works
even
if it's hot?
Say it again? Tilsidine works. Oh, it's burning out? Maybe not. But the owner's asking about potion. Potion makes some yet. Okay. Fine. So again, the Lashon HaMechaber, let's go back to the heter of Tidbit Sova for a moment. So that lashon we said is based on the Ramban, ultimately based on the Gemara in Yuma in Zion, in the context of Yom Kippur. Baal HaShulchan Sifkat and Yud points out the mashmos of this line in Shulchan Aruch, im hayam muluchlach betit v'tzora roches kedarko ve'eno choshesh, is that the heter applies even to chamin. Again, let's read it straight. L'chitza keitzad asir l'irchaz kol gufa fil b'tzone. Pani yad ragla b'chamin asir b'tzone muter. Emi yam aluch lak b'tivit sova. Roches Kedarka v'Nechoshes. So Roches Kedarka means the normal way you would wash. So does that sound like it's restricted to Tzonein? Or the Baal HaShulchan says, no, it sounds like even Chamin would be Mutter. Roches Kedarka v'Nechoshes. You don't have to think twice. You don't have to do things differently than you normally would. Meaning, even if all you have is, so you have your titbitso on your body somewhere, so you're dirty. You don't need hot water to get rid of the dirt. Under normal circumstances, if you just wash it with cold water, the dirt's going to come out. But if you normally would wash it with hot water, even if you don't need the hot water to get the dirt out, Father Shulchan thinks, mashmas from Shulchan Aruch, that would be mutter. Yep. In Hilchas Tishvah that we just read, that's clearly not the case. Hilchas Tishvah, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalid, Se'if Tes. Ima Yu Yadav Meluflachas Betit Vitzoa Mutter Lirchas Avir Lichluch, V'lo Yito Kol Yadav Elul Lefiyat Tzorech Lahavir Lichluch. So you get the, I guess not furish, but you kind of get the impression you're only allowed to do the minimum necessary. So, yeah, strictly speaking, the minimum necessary means you can only wash that part of the body that's dirty. But you may get the impression here that if you can wash it off b'tzonein, there isn't necessarily a heter for chamin. If that's the case for Tisha B'Av, presumably, that would be the case for an avel as well. That's what the Divrei Sofrim assumes. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Tes. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Tes. Divrei Sofrim assumes.
Isn't Tisha B'Av more common than... doesn't it turn out that Tisha B'Av is more common than avelos?
Yes.
So then why would we say whatever is... so we say certain. Koshikin should be mutter for
Nava. What do you mean Koshikin should be mutter for Nava?
By Tisha
B'Av, it sounds like the heter is only limited to what's necessary to get the dirt out. So that's true by Tisha B'Av. Presumably, you would say not like the Baal HaShulchan. That should be true for an Avil as well. The Divrei Sofrim writes like that. The Divrei Sofrim, Sifkatan Zayin, and the Emek Dover, Sifkatan Yud Ches. Divrei Sofrim, Sifkatan Zayin, Emek Dover, Sifkatan Yud Ches. That he assumes, no, that the heter of Titvitzoa is only what's necessary. So if you can remove the titvitzoa b'tzonein, then there's no heter b'chamin. Because anyway, what's the mechaber talking about? So in theory, there are two options. There's a chiddush, there's a kula by titvitzoa that doesn't apply under normal circumstances. So if we're talking about kol gufo, that would mean under normal circumstances, if kol gufo is aser even mitzone. And then the heter of meluch lach betit is you can wash kol gufo b'chan. But that's very unlikely, says the Divrei Sofrim. It's unlikely we're talking about where kol gufo is meluch lach betit. That's not the norm. The norm is you have a small part of the body that's meluch lach betit. So that's equivalent to Panav Yadav Araglav. So under normal circumstances, Panav Yadav Araglav is Aser B'chamin and Mutter B'tzonin. And the Chiddush of Meluch Lach B'tit is that it's Mutter even B'chamin. But that still may be where Chamin is necessary in order to remove the Tit B'tzoa. So yeah, if chamin is necessary to remove the titvitzoa, so then it's mutter b'chamin. If you can remove the titvitzoa b'tzonein, then there wouldn't be a heter for chamin. So that's a machlokas, it sounds like, between the contemporary svarim. Baal HaShulchan assumes that even if you can remove the b'tzonein, it's mutter b'chamin. the Divrei Sofrim and Rabbi Karp, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Kaf, assume that no. If you can remove the tit vitzonein, then chamin would be aser. Rav Schechter told me that he thought as follows. If it's easier to remove the tit b'chamin, even though you could remove it with difficulty b'tzonein, then it's mutter to use chamin. But if you could remove it just as easily b'tzonein, then there's no heter b'chamin. Okay, so if the chamin are going to help make it easier to remove, even if you could bedochik remove it b'tzonein, then you're allowed to use chamin. But if you could remove it with the same ease b'tzonein, then there's no heter to use chamin. Okay. That's Sif Aleph. Now take a look at Sif Gimel. Yoledes Adela Shetricha Lircho is Mutter. Vechein Mad Isle Yerbuvia Bereshe. The person has Chatat the Berosho, he has some kind of condition on his head. Mutter Lach of Rosho Bechamin. Then he can shampoo his hair, or clean out his hair, with hot water. Delogara Mi Istinis Shemutter Lircho is Kol Gufo. That's the mission of the Gemara in Brachas Tetzayin Rebeis, or Gamliel, was Rochet, Lila Shemesh Ishto, because he was an Istinis. So this is an extension of the Heter of Istinis, who is allowed to be Rochet, called Gufa. The Istinis, who had din Chatatim Bereshe, which is the Yerushalmi, and who had din Yoledes. Chatat Rosh is the Gemara Yuma on Ayin Zayin. Okay. So Sif Aleph is a din of Tit Vitzoa, and Sif Gimbal is a din of Istinis. Are these essentially the same halacha, or are these two different halachos with possibly two gedarim? The halacha Tit Vitzoa, the halacha of Istinis. Tit Vitzoa, again, we know from the Ramban's equation to Zuama, is based on the Gemara in Yuma about Yom Kippur. And Istinis is Mishnah, Gemara, and Brachos. So are these two essentially, are these two halachas basically the same? One's an application of the other, two applications of the same principle, or is there a difference? The Tosfos, Tazayim, Mabez, and Brachos, seems to equate the two. Again, the Mishnah said, Rachatz Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishto Gamlio was Rochetz the night after his wife died. Amalotam Midav Limadatan Rabbeinu Sha'aval Asir Lirchotz. Amalahem Eini Kishar Bede Adam Istinis Ani. I'm an Istinis. Tosos. Vikatzar Imlaya Rochetz. I'm an Istinis, and therefore, if I don't wash, there's Tsar. De Eino Asir Lirchotz Bime Evlo El Nisham Tanuk. The Isser of Rechitza during Avelis is an Isser Tanuk. That's what we saw earlier from the Yerushalmi. The Gam Lach of Rosho, I Isla Yerbuvia Bereisha Shari. And the same thing is true by the person with the problem in his head, in his hair. That's Batar Fila Tok Shiva. V'chein Hitta Rabbein Shmuel, Li'oled Es Avela Lirchas Tok Shiva, V'lirchas Nami B'tishabav. So those are the three instances that the Mechaber quotes here, Lalacha, Yoled des chatatim berosho, and istinus. Tosa says they're all the same. Chein mashma nami maseches yuma. Mi sheyesh chatatim berosho sach kedarkei yom kippur mei nechoshesh. Af agav lisicha kishasiya yom kippur. Chein mashma yishalmi. Avil aser bruchitza. Hada de tema bruchitza shel tanug. Avil bruchitza sheyde shel tanug mutter. Kada de imar mi sheyesh chatatim berosho. So Tosa clearly equates the dinam and the gemara in yuma, including essentially titvitzoa, which is the application of the Yushalmi as well, where it says Rechisa Sheltanig Zasser, with the Din of Istidus, which also says it's because it's not considered a Rechisa Sheltanig. But Tosa sounds like the Heter of Istidus, the Heter of Titbitsoa, are essentially the same. They're the Isser of Rechisa for an Avel is Rechisa Sheltanig. By Istidus it's not Sheltanig, by Titbitsoa it's not Sheltanig, and therefore Mutter. That seems to be what the Gaon is getting at as well. The Gaon is Sifkatan Aleph on Sif Aleph. And that din of Titbitsoa, he's been saying the Gemara Yuma. And he's been saying the Tosas and Brachos, Tosas and Brachos Istinus, that equates the parameters, the heter of the Gemara Yuma, to the din of Istinus. So it sounds like these two halachos are parallel, equivalent, based on the same yesod. Hagos Maimini seems to say this way as well. Hagos Maimini Perikei Halacha or Sifkatan Gimel and the Rama that we just read, Lahavir Sizuam Mutter, says Hagos Maimini behind you Rib Gamliel Derachas Lailu Rishon and Mishim Aninus Lailu Rishon and Midrabanan Rib Gamliel Istinusav of Istinus Agazer. That din of Zuama is predicated on the din of Istinus. So this all sounds like these two halachos are one and the same, two applications of the same yesod. Okay. We're not done yet. Take a look at the shach, Sifkatan Beis. And the din of Yoledes and Sif Gimel. Shesricha lirchot mutter, the Yoledes who needs to wash herself is allowed to do so. Afilu b'yom rishon. Even on the first day of Avelos, where there are shitos, that Avelos Yom Rishon d'oraisa. Miu, in the Eilos, Sora Kol Kach, Yish Lahach Rabbi Yom Rishon, Ken Kasra Achrodin. So in the Iker Adin, the Heter of Yoledes, the Heter of Istinus applies even on Yom Rishon. All things being equal, better to be machmer at least b'yom harishon, presumably out of deference to the positions that avelus yom rishon d'oraisa. The Shach says this as a esatova, so to speak, yesh lahachmir. The Mordechai sounds like it's more maker adin. The Mordechai tough kuf yud zayin. Mordechai Tuf Kofi Zayin writes that the heter for Rechitza of a Yoledes only applies after Yom Rishon. So Rechoshesh for those shitos that availeth Yom Rishon d'Oraisa. And Rav Gamliel was only more heter for himself as an istinus to wash himself the night after his wife passed away because Aninus Laila D'Rabbanan. Avelus Yom Rishon ends at the end of the day, but the night's not included in Avelus Yom Rishon. The Raisa, Aninus Laila D'Rabbanan. So the whole Heter of Istinus only applies during a time where Avelus is D'Rabbanan. When Avelus is D'Raisa, there's no Heter of Istinus.
So if we're talking about Aninus Laila Rishon, it sounds like he's still anointing.
No, that's Aninus Mina, the Aninus of the Torah. Inyan Chilas Kachim and the like, so that application is only Bayom and not Balayla. Right? So an Onik can eat Truma the night after his Aninus.
So they're not an Onik Derisa, but they're an Onik Derabonon.
Right, our Aninus.
And the Avelus Derisa is also over?
And a veil, right, a veil of Yom Rishon Daraisa means until, a veil of Yom Rishon Daraisa definitely ends by night. Correct.
And the Ninus also ends definitely by night. No?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. You would have thought that if the veil of Daraisa came and went, the Ninus also would have, Daraisa would have
certainly come to mind. Okay, and Aninus Luchud, and our colloquial Avelus is not the Avelus, our colloquial Aninus is not the Aninus Dreisus we discussed. But okay, I'll read the Lushan if you want. Again, tough Kufyu Zion. The Mordechai. Yeah, the Mordechai just quoted the Lashon and Gemara there of Aninus Laila Derabbanan.
That's our Pesach? In other words, the Pesach comes from the Mordechai?
Well, it's not a Pesach. I'm quoting the Shach is not saying that the Mordechai. I'm just saying the Mordechai presents it as Maker Adin. Yeah, the Gemara.
The Shach is going to Avelus, no? The Shach is going to bring back because of Avelus, Yom Rishon, Misikur, Yom Rishon is Dreisa. And then for the Avelus, it's Dreisa. He's not going with the Nidus, is he?
Correct. But Nidus is Lashon and Gemara, which is a little. Which is Labdavka. I think we're maybe getting more in the sugya than I think we need to for this purpose. The Gemara's line, my time is a Gamliel. Why is a Gamliel hold that an istinus is mutter b'layla rishon? Kasavra aninus layla de rabbanon dechsev afri sachi yomar b'makam istinus agaz b'rabbanon. So Tosus is bothered. Why are you talking about aninus here? Ishut havelus, right? V'mtoma v'rei onei nami enu noe gel b'maiser. Avalinian Rechitza da Velus Drabanu. Aninus is never the Raisa as far as Rechitza is concerned. So what difference does it make? Aninus Lila Drabanu is in the context of Meiser. Aninus Lila Drabanu would mean that an Oni is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni or Kachim the night after his Aninus. Aninus Lila Drabanu would mean that in the Torah you could eat Kachim or Meiser that night. But that's nothing to do with us. We're talking about Rechitza. Rechitza is definitely Drabanu. Vim Kang, the Olamay Malafta Aninus Lila Drabanu. Havigabe. Meiser. So what difference does it make whether Aninus Lila Daraisa Derabanan then is something forgotten or Chitza? That's what you're bothered by, right? That's the kasha. Yesh Lomer, the Isa, Davi Daraisa, Gabi Meiser, Gabi Shari Dvaran Derabanan, Nami Havalan the Migzah, they're called the Tikka Rabbanan Kain Daraisa Tikkun. So if Aninus Lila was Daraisa, then to the extent that Rechoshesh, Ravelis Yamishan Daraisa, we should extend our conception of Ravelis Yamishan Daraisa to the night following it. So the Mordechai just quotes Lashon Gemara, that's essentially what that means. Aninus Lila Derabanan is really a code for Avelus. That's how Tosfos explains. All my whole purpose in quoting the Mordechai is just to point out the Shach is saying, L'chumra, it's advisable to be matmer with Istinus on Yom Rishon. The Mordechai seems to be saying in Mikra Adin that the Heter only applies Mikra Adin after the first day of Avelus. Okay, so in light of that, the Badi Yosholchon asks the following question. Badi Yosholchon is Beurim, page Kuf, Pei Gimel. Why is it that the Mechaber does not present this qualification of the Shach of the Mordechai? In the Mechaber, there's no indication that there's any distinction between the heter of an istanis beyom rishon and the, excuse me, the heter of an istanis the rest of Shiva. That's the Badr Shulchan's question. So I would have said that's not a kasha, because anyway, the Mechaber in Tav Sadites, as we, Shin Sadites, sorry, as we quoted last week, I think, we briefly discussed the Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa, the Mechaber quotes Tudeus, whether Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa or not. The Ikar Adin, the Mechaber seems to paskin, even though he's choshesh for the position that Avelus Yom Rishon D'Oraisa, the Ikar Adin, the Mechaber seems to paskin, push comes to shove, Avelus Yom Rishon D'Rabbanan. And therefore, the Torah's Chumrah, the Shach says, okay, it's right to be Machmir, but Ikar Adin, if push comes to shove, there'd be grounds to be Matur and Istinus even on the first day, even if you hold, even according to the Mechaber. Rav Avadya seems to have this analysis as well, but the Badr Shulchan doesn't go that way. The Badr Shulchan is bothered why the Mechaber doesn't restrict the heter of an Istinus to day two and on. So he makes the following suggestion, that there's a fundamental difference between the heter of Titvitsoa and the heter of an Istinus. Titvitsoa, as we quoted from the Yerushalmi, is not Rechitza Sheltanuk. The Isser Rechitza for an Avil is only Rechitza Sheltanuk. If you're watching yourself, your Titvitsoa, that's not considered Rechitza Sheltanuk. Therefore, if it's not Rechitza Sheltanuk, then it's Mutter even on day one. That's not the kind of Rechitza that's Usser for an Avil. However, an Istinus, why is an Istinus washing himself? He's washing himself because he wants to avoid a tsar, he wants to avoid discomfort. So that's still considered Rechitza Sheltanuk. If you're dirty and you're getting rid of the dirt, that's not Rechitza Sheltanuk. If you're trying to avoid discomfort, that's still considered Rechitza Sheltanuk. So that should have still been Usser, because that's a kind of Rechitza Usser for Navel, if not for the fact that b'malkam tsar lo gazir rabbanan. And that only works where avelus is derabbanan. The iser rechitz is only derabbanan, so it's became amru hey amru b'malkam tsar lo gazir rabbanan. But when avelus is deraisa, so it's a kind of rechitza that's aser for an avel. There's no heter for istinus. When it comes to tibitsoa, that's not considered rechitza shetanik at all. So it's not b'chlal the Isser Rechitz at all, and therefore Mutra and Yarmisha. And Istinus, it is b'chlal the Isser Rechitz, as considered Rechitz Shel Tanug, just for Malkam Sa'al Lugaz Rabbanah, but that only makes sense on day two and on when Avelis is Rabbanah. But if Rechoshish Avelis Yarmisha and Daraisa, then that would apply to an Istinus as well. And then that would account for why the Mechaber presents the din of Tibetzoa and Sif Aleph, the din of Istinus and Sif Gimel. They're two fundamentally different halachos with different gedar. And the Badr Shulchan acknowledges that this is far from Pasha. It's against what we quoted from Tosos. He doesn't mention Tosos, I don't think. It's against what we quoted from Tosus, who seems to equate the two halachos. It's against the Gaon. It's against the Rashi, who equates it. It's against the Agos. Maybe they would quote another Rishonim, who all seem to equate these two halachos more fundamentally. And again, the impetus for his coming to this chiddush is not terribly compelling either, because you could get out of his question otherwise. Not such a kasha why the Mechaber didn't restrict the heter of anina of an istinus to Yom Rishon, beyond Yom Rishon. Even the Shach acknowledges that Mikra Din, on Yom Rishon it is mutter, because Mikra Din, we assume, even the Mechaber would assume, that avail is Yom Rishon, derabbanan. Yeah.
Isn't the Yerushalmi that the Gon quotes at Beferish that it's mutter?
That was mutter.
A Rechita that's not Shaltanic. So whatever. Yeah. The, so if you have Yerushalmi that says that it's mutter.
No, the Yerushalmi is not talking about Isness.
The Yerushalmi just says any Rechita that's not Shaltanic, it's mutter.
So he's claiming that an Isness who is Rochit, that is Rechita Shaltanic. That's the whole point. Tibetzah is not Rechitza Shaltanuk. And Istanis is Rechitza Shaltanuk, and the only reason it's Mutter is because Malkum Sala goes to Rabbana. But fundamentally.
Is that fundamental question so Pashur even? That assumption?
Is what assumption?
The assumption that it's not considered Rechitza Shaltanuk by
Not at all.
So you could just. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. According to Tosos, that's not the case. According to Rashi, it's not the case. All that we showed him that equate the two was assume that Tosos came out Mefurish. That's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So the impetus for saying this isn't terribly compelling, and it seems to be against many Rishonim as well. And in the other direction also, back to the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says that according to Gamliel, Rav Gamliel was Rochitz Lala Rishon, because he holds Aninus Lila de Rabbana. But even if that's true, in the Tosas that we just quoted, the Ritva is like this as well, that if we would say Aninus Laila D'Araisa, then we would have said Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikun, and we should Aser on day one, even at night. So that may be true regardless, even if Avilas Yom Rishon is D'Rabbanan, but still, there may be a Kein D'Araisa Tikun. That the restrictions of Avelus, some are connected to Aninus D'Araisa. The bottom line, it seems that the more compelling approach is that these two halachos of Istinus and Atid Mitzoa are predicated on the same basic premise that neither consider Rechitza Shaltanuk, and Me'ikaradin, even Biyom Rishon, could be Mutter. One other ha'ara regarding the Tilas Yadayim. So our practice on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is to do Tilas Yadayim at Kishrei Esbosav. Right? We don't wash the entire hand. And presumably that's not true by Novo. Because by Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, the Isser of Rechitza applies even B'Hashat HaSetzba, even Mitzonin. That's an absolute Isser of Rechitza. There's no heter to have the avil of panayot v'ragla bitzone, but just to the extent that there is a heter of panayot v'ragla bitzone for an avil, then it should definitely be the case that netilas yadayim is done normally. That's bechlal yadav bitzone. That happens to be there is a sheet in Rishonim that even on Yom Kippur, netilas yadayim is mutter. In the normal fashion, our practice of only being notel yadayim on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur Kishrei Etzva Osav is based on a Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Beis Yosef quotes. That's Taf Kuf Nudal L'Sif Yud in Tisha B'Av. Taf Kuf Nudal L'Sif Yud. That's based on Rebbeinu Yeruchim. There is a Rebbeinu Manoach in the end of Shvisa Sasor who assumes as a Dabar Pashut that Netilas Yadayim on Yom Kippur is done normally because that's no worse than Tit Mitzoa. So just as it's Mutter to be Notel Yadayim or to wash your hands or your body on Yom Kippur to remove Tit Mitzoa, the Gemara Nayin Zayin in Yuma, then you can also wash Netilas Yadayim in the normal fashion and there's no need, as he doesn't even entertain, the possibility that there be any restrictions on the scope of Netilas Yadayim for Yom Kippur. That's not how we assume Lalacha, we assume like the Shulchan Aruch based on Ben Yeruch, but there is such a sheet out there. Yeah.
Don't we only assume that there would be an issue because of the fact that you're not chayav in washing Netilas Yadayim past that point? That we hold that Kishrei Zvos is only because the din is that's Me'ikar Dina, according to those sheetas, that's where we're passing if you wash your hands, you're good. So then we're chushish that it's Rechitza Shaltanag anywhere past that. But in a Hanami, everyone agrees that Pasha, where it's for actual Netilas Yadayim purposes, there's no shadow of Chitza Shaltanag.
Is that the premise of Rebbeinu Yeruchim? I don't remember.
That's why I remember the halacha. I don't remember if that's Rebbeinu Yeruchim.
Take a look. I don't...
Because if that's the case, then it should be that should carry over to another one.
I think I could still present a svar in that, but let's take a look at the Rebbeinu Yeruchim.
Okay.
I haven't seen it inside recently, if ever. I can't recall for certainty. The Ben Yeruchim is Nativ Zayin Chele Beis. According to the Beis Elisef, Taf Kuf Nadal Hilchus Tishvav. So let's take a look at the Ben Yeruchim and then we can revisit that next time. Okay? The Ramah quotes the following minhag. Sif Aleph. The kolzem midina einu aser rak shiva. So this rechitza meikar adin midina is only during shiva. Aval achagaf mutar rechitza, no restriction during shloshim. Ella shenagoi inna lesser kol rechitza kol amidyom. But the minhag is to aser rechitza for shloshim. Afilu lacha for rosh aser. Ve'en l'shanas amina ki mina kadem hu v'nisyasei al pi vasikin. It's an old minhag. What's the basis for the minhag? Three reasons given. The task goes two of them here. Task of an aleph. For a zeruah nasantam leminhag dechashin and dilma asa lemisrag reshe dasa kol shloshim vim keli didan deshari lisrag rosho hayamadu lercha. So first reason based on the zeruah is that there's an association between washing and combing. If you're going to wash, you may come to comb your hair. Task says that that's the reason. That shouldn't apply nowadays, because we're makel on combing hair during shloshim. Okay, reason number two. Marshal, nothing time to us for Mishim Tisporis. Getting a haircut. Kichain Darachan Nifnas, Bermerka Sigalev, Cyrus Rosho. The norm was you'd go wash yourself and then you get a haircut. They lahakchosim came to Cholam Bori, the Asir Tisporis, Avinami Rechitza Sura. So that's true. Why do we ask her washing on Cholam Bori when you also have to get a haircut? Many times then, you're Liyashav. That's the second reason you may come to cut your hair. The Maril quotes the third reason, because of kibbutz, the association between washing your body and washing your clothing. So you may get confused. If you come to wash your body, you may throw your clothing in also at the same time. So Rav Schechter quotes from Moshe Soloveitchik that nowadays one need not be mafmir for this minhag of the Ramah to aser rechitza during shloshim. Moshe Soloveitchik. As Rabbi Willie pointed out, just look at the reasons. According to the Or Zeruah, the Taz already says the Or Zeruah's reason doesn't apply anymore. We're allowed to comb during Shloshim. According to the Marshal, the association with getting a haircut. Nowadays, there's no association between taking a shower and getting a haircut. Most people don't get a haircut every time they take a shower, right? And according to the Maril's reason of kibbutz, that if you wash your body, you may come to wash your clothing. So we'll see that kibbutz were makel on during shloshim anyway. So none of the three reasons given for this minhag apply anymore. Nevertheless, in all the kitzur svarim, and the kitzur svarim will assume that the issur rechitza applies during shloshim even bizman hazeh. Machlokas Achronim here on the page about the extent of it. Dog Rivava writes, Hainu Pandaviyadav Raglov, Kol Gufo, Gambitsonin Aser Lididan Kol Shloshim. The Isser of Shloshim applies to Kol Gufo even Bitsonin. So says Rabbi Kivager here. Aruch HaShulchan argues, Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Gimel assumes that Rechitzas Kol Gufo is Mutter B'tzonein Kol Shloshim, and that's the Mashmas of the Shach and Sifkat and Aleph. Vader Rechitza B'tzonein Lech Yisua Klal, sounds like even Kol Gufo is now Isser Rechitza during Shloshim, and that's what the Dagom Rav comments on. Rabbi Karp writes that the minhag is to be mekel on this, that rechitzas kol gufo b'tzonein is mutter toch shloshim, even though it's aser toch shiva. Rabbi Eider quotes from Ramosha, Rabbi Felder quotes from Ramosha, you saw these machos, that Ramosha was matir panav yad v'raglav b'poshrin during shloshim. Even though we're mafmir and panav yad v'raglav b'chamin, Ramosha was mekel during shloshim b'poshrin. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes of Katan A that it's poshut if someone's not fully healthy, even if he's not an official chola, but he needs hot water in order to strengthen himself, then since Medina, there are no restrictions during shloshim, it's only minug, then you have the right to be mekel on this minug if the doctor so orders.
Wouldn't it seem based on Gimel, by the case of business, that might become a Mechosh, that you could apply the same thing?
It depends who's an Isthmus. So Rabbi Karp writes, even though the Gemara in Brachos was quoted as if Gimel, Lav, Kol Omer, Isthmus, Ani, Matir, Lo, you can't just claim to be an Isthmus, you have to have a doctor's note, you have to have some other verification of your Isthmusness. But during Shloshim, Rabbi Karp says, you can rely on self-representation. Since it's only minig anyway, so if a person claims that he's an Isthmus, then you can be Mecha.
The point I was making is that someone's sick already,
right,
and strengthen him, then he's already a Mechush. So the whole point of a Istin is to take a shower is to prevent becoming a Mechush.
So yeah, so if he's the kind of person, again, if he's the kind of person that would be led to that situation, then yes, that's basically what Rabbi Karp is saying here as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And next time, we'll talk about Sicha, we'll talk about jewelry, and Nila Sasando. When is next time? Who's going to be here on Sunday?